What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Finding the Fantastic. I apologize that I've been in and out of doing these podcasts. I need to do a better job at, like, just recording them more. I used to do every Monday. I think I'm going to now do, like, every other Monday or once a month Monday. But this is long overdue because we've been reading kids' books. And, like, we read What to Do with an Idea. We read Grumpy Monkey. And the reason why we're reading kids' books is because I think oftentimes we forget that we're just grown kids. Like, yeah, we have the title of adult, but we're just grown kids trying to figure this thing out. And that's what Finding the Fantastic is all about. It's about your journey of, like, mental health and your journey of fighting for your peace and figuring out who you are, what your purpose is, how to be useful. And children's books are full of amazing advice and information on how to do just that. So, this book was given to me, recommended by my good friend Elise, and it's called The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse. And this is what it looks like, but dyslexic looks like because it's reversed on camera. The visuals are amazing, 10 out of 10, little ASMR here. Highly recommend that you go get the book just to be able to look at the pictures in it. I'm not going to do that because I'm going to read it to you and I can't read it like this. So, all right, without further ado, the book. A picture of a little boy out in the middle of the snow with a mole. "Hello." "Hello," said the boy. "What are you doing here?" asked the mole. "I'm lost," said the boy. "Oh dear, well, that's no good." "How did you get here?" asked the mole. "Well, hello." "Hello who?" "Hello cake." "What cake?" asked the boy. "That cake. It looks delicious, spectacular. I mean, it's magnificent." "I can't see a cake," said the boy. It's a tree. It's a lovely tree. And it did look like a cake." "So, yes, well, no cake. And you're lost." "Yes. An old mole once told me, when you're lost, follow the river and it'll take you home." "But I can't see a river." "Perhaps you could from that branch up there." "And if you happen to see cake while you're up there..." He dropped snow on the mole. "I'm so sorry," said the boy. "Achoo!" "Oh no, I'm so sorry," replied the mole. "Are you okay?" asked the boy. "Completely my fault," said the mole. "I'm really sorry." "Well, no, thank you. I was feeling a bit warm, actually, anyways." "What can you see?" said the mole. "Nothing, really." "Oh. What do you want to be when you grow up?" asked the mole. "Kind," said the boy. Said the mole. "Nothing beats kindness. It sits quite quietly beyond all things. So much beauty, we need to look after it," said the mole. "Yes, so much." The mole falls. "Oof! Are you all right?" "Sorry, yes, totally fine. Just thought we should start looking for the river." "Lemon drizzle, this is quite a hill." "Is that better?" asked the boy. "Well, I don't want to be too much trouble." "It's okay," said the boy, who was carrying the mole. "What's that over there?" "It's the wild," said the mole. "Don't fear it." "Look, I can see the river," said the boy. "Wait, what?" "I said, don't fear it. Not charge straight at it. I mean, really, good grief." The boy runs towards the river. "Do you have a favorite saying?" asked the boy. "Yes," said the mole. "What is it?" "If at first you don't succeed, have some cake." "I see. Does it work?" "Every time." "Did the old mole say which way we should follow?" asked the boy. "I didn't ask her that," Oh. Isn't it odd we can only see our outsides, but nearly everything happens on the inside? Is there something there? Asked the boy, looking into the dark. Shall we, good idea, said the mole. We can set off properly tomorrow, said the mole. Imagine how we would be if we were less afraid, said the boy. Most of the old moles I know wish they'd listened to their fears a little less and more to their dreams, replied the mole. What do you dream about? Home, said the boy. Oh, what's that like? I don't know. I'm not sure. But I know I need one. A fox appears on the scene. Oh, golly! He looks hungry, said the mole. He does, said the boy. It's okay. The fox is gone, said the boy. What was that sound? Asked the boy. I'm not sure. Do you think someone is hurt? Maybe. Should we go and check? Good idea. I'll stay in here to keep you warm. Okay, said the boy. Thank you. It's the fox, said the boy. He's trapped. Oh, dear, whispered the mole. Please be careful, said the boy. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. The mole walks towards the fox. The fox. If I wasn't caught in this snare, I'd kill you, said the fox. If you stay in that snare, you'll die, said the mole. So the mole chewed through the wire with his tiny teeth. You did so well, said the boy. One of our greatest freedoms is how we react to things, said the mole. Oh, what a lovely morning, said the boy. Shall we get going? Whoops, you're rolling, cried the boy. You look like a snowball. No, a mole ball. A snow mole. Wait, stop rolling. Goodness me, said the mole. Oh, gosh, no, the river, look out. The mole rolls into the river. The mole is drowning in the river. Take my hand, said the boy. Oh, no, the fox. The fox dives into the river and rescues the mole. Thank you, said the mole. Thank you, said the boy, hugging the fox. Oh, the fox is back. Do you think he's coming with us? Asked the boy. Oh, I do hope so. Maybe he's lost too. Well, I think everyone feels a little bit lost sometimes, said the mole. I know I do. I know what a home looks like, said the mole. Do you? Yes, it has walls, a roof, a bell above the door, and cake in every window. I think that's a cake shop, said the boy. Oh, is that not a type of home? You can't live in a cake shop. Well, why ever not? I think home is somewhere warm and kind with lights. Oh, said the boy. They stumble upon a white horse. Hello. Hello. Have you been here a while? Asked the boy. It feels that way, said the horse. Are you lost? No. We are, said the mole, but we have a plan. Ooh, the snow in the trees. It really does look just like icing, said the mole. You're obsessed. Doing nothing with friends is never doing nothing, is it? Said the boy. No, replied the mole. I'm so small, said the mole. Yes, replied the boy, but you make a huge difference. So what are we doing? Asked the horse. We're on a quest for cake, replied the mole. Are you now? No, not really. We're following the river to find a home. How far is it? We don't know, said the boy. Well, let's get going then. How fast can you run? Asked the boy. Well, said the mole, I wouldn't say I was a natural athlete, but I did once win a digging competition. I don't mean you. Oh, I see, said the mole. Oh, golly, said the mole, as the horse begins to run and run and run. And the boy falls off. You fell, but I've got you, said the horse. Sorry, said the boy. It was an accident, said the mole. It's my fault. I let go, said the boy. Oh, gosh, sorry, sorry, sorry. Ah, now, said the horse. Tears fall for a reason, and they're your strength, not your weakness. I think you believe in me more than I do, said the boy. You'll catch up, said the horse. Life is difficult, but you are loved. Look, lights! That looks like a home. Yes, it does, doesn't it? Said the mole. The fox never really speaks, whispered the boy. No, and it's lovely he's here with us, said the horse. The fox. To be honest, I often feel I have nothing interesting to say. Being honest is always interesting, said the horse. What's the bravest thing you've ever said? Asked the boy. Help, said the horse. Asking for help isn't giving up, said the horse. It's refusing to give up. Sometimes I want to say, I love you all, said the mole, but I find it difficult. Do you? Said the boy. Yes. So I say something like, I'm glad we're all here. Okay, said the boy. I'm glad we're all here, said the mole. We're so glad you're here, too. A dark storm approaches. What should we do? Asked the boy. That doesn't sound good. It starts to rain and pour. When the big things feel out of control, focus on what you love right under your nose, said the horse. The storm will pass. The storm passes and a rainbow comes out. Oh no, where are the lights? I can't see them anymore. It feels like we've gone such a long way. I know, said the horse, but look how far we've come. I just don't think I can do this, said the boy. I'm never going to find a home. You know, said the fox, sometimes your mind plays tricks on you. It can tell you you're no good, that it's hopeless. But I've discovered this. You are loved and important, and you bring to this world things no one else can. So hold on. Are you all right? Asked the boy. There's something I haven't told you, said the horse. What? I can fly. You can fly? Yes, but I stopped because it made the other horses jealous. Well, we love you whether you can fly or not. The horse produces wings. Come and join us, said the boy. Oh, I think I'll stay here, said the fox. Thank you. Please. The fox joins them, and they fly and fly and fly. Look, there it is, said the horse. You found it, said the boy. It looks like a home, doesn't it, said the boy. Well, said the mole, we are here then. Thank you, said the boy. Goodbye. Always remember, you are enough, just as you are, said the fox. I'm glad we're all here, said the mole. I'm so glad you're here, too. Goodbye, said the boy. I'm really going to miss you. The boy walks off, crying. Home isn't always a place, is it? The boy runs back to the fox, the mole, and the horse. Well, this is warm, said the mole. And very kind, replied the fox. And look at the stars, said the horse. So you know all about me, asked the boy. Yes, replied the horse. And you still love me? We love you all the more. That's why we're here, isn't it, said the boy. For cake, asked the mole. To love and to be loved. The End. I highly recommend you go get this book so you can see the visuals and read it and read it and read it. And remember, that's why we're here. To love and to be loved. I hope you find your fantastic.